Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
I want to say right now that these couples have voluntarily decided to come on the show. That's a big deal, and they are hoping to get some really good advice. I want to welcome Kayla to the show from Olympia. Good morning, Kayla. Hey. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for sending me a message on my Facebook page. So when I saw at the very top of the message, kid versus calories, I'm like, okay, what's going on with this? Obviously, I knew from, you know, the top of the message there was an issue with your child, maybe involving some weight issues, but it goes beyond that, right? Now it's sort of, you're saying it's affecting your relationship with your husband, Joe. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, my husband, Joe, he's a good guy, and he's a great dad. He loves our son, but for some reason, it seems like in the last few years, all of their activities together just always around junk food, you know? It's like my kid finishes his homework, and Joe's got to take him out for Dairy Queen, or, you know, he gets a good grade on his test, and so, oh, we've got to go to the movies again, an extra, extra large popcorn with extra, extra butter on it, and I'm just like, can't we find something that is going to give him a reward, a positive reinforcement that doesn't involve food? Because he's getting a little chunko, and I'm worried that this is going to start affecting his self-esteem. He's getting teased at school, and I feel like Joe just isn't really appreciating how much the influence that he's having is having on our kid.
How much weight would you say your little one has gained, by the way, in the past, you know, 3-4 months?
Honestly, it looks like he has gained close to 20 pounds, and he's only 12.
Oh, 12. Okay, that was my question.
He's 12 years old.
Ooh. Yeah, that's tough.
And would you say that sometimes that is how your husband Joe rewards your son? It's like by like you said, giving him food, and it's always junk food no matter what?
It's always junk food. It's always ice cream. It's always chocolate. It's always popcorn. It's never like, oh, let's go have like a really yummy fresh salad or something. And we have lots of great fresh vegetables here in Washington State. So there's no reason that we should just be feeding him junk food all the time.
I think
that that's something that maybe my husband experienced when he was a kid. So that's like his go-to. I know he's just trying to be a good dad, but we talked about it between the two of us, and I just can't seem to wait to get through to Joe that what he's doing is actually doing something that could cause our kid to get teased and have even more health problems down the road.
Is there any activity, like any movement? Do you guys go to any parks? Do you have like what I call adventure walks, where you're walking around, you're kicking the soccer ball, you're throwing the football, any movement?
You know, we used to when he was younger, but now it's all about the video games and all his friends are into the video games. And now, of course, with the shutdown, you know, nobody's really going anywhere. And Joe's got him signed up for video game competitions now. So he's spending even more time sitting down in front of the box, not outside moving his body or enjoying the use that he has.
All right. And I can see how that could affect the relationship. All right. Joe is on hold. He's hearing all of this. And there's always two sides to every story. We're going to get Joe's in minutes. 833-822-BULL. You can also text the show to 96459. No activities, no sports, video games, you know, butter popcorn, you name it. Kayla, would you say that sums it up?
Yeah. I mean, he's just become a junk food kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And you said he's actually gained how much weight the past 3 months, would you say?
I think it's close to 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's 12 years old. What's your little one's doctor? Have you been to the doctor about this? Obviously, a doctor will probably be like, okay, you know, this much weight gain, we should probably slow down on the stuff he's eating, right?
I mean, to be honest, we haven't been to the doctor in the last 3 months,
yeah.
You know, knock on wood.
And he's in between. He's coming up on 13 at the end of October, and then it'll be time for him to go in for his annual appointment. So it's kind of in that time where, you know, we're the parents. We're supposed to be in charge. We don't need to leave it up to his doctor. But I bet that's something that I could do. Maybe if I went to the doctor, Joe would take what I'm saying more seriously.
Well, there's always two sides to every story. Joe has been on hold. He's been hearing all this. Welcome, Joe from Olympia. What's up, Joe?
Hey, hi guys. Thanks for dealing with this.
Well, you bet. Thank you so much for, you know, deciding to come on the show and talk about this. Well, is it true that your little one has gained close to 20 pounds, would you say?
I mean, I don't know exactly how much he's gained, but yeah, he has gained weight. I frankly don't know any kids in the neighborhood that haven't with what's been going on for the last 3 months. I mean, they've been sedentary. They haven't been allowed to play with their friends. They've had to be inside or at least in the yard.
Well,
this is a hard summer to be a kid.
I mean, don't you think that might be a little bit of an excuse?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, we're kind of through it.
Yeah, you have a backyard, right?
I could tell you as a dad, I try to take him to different parks, to different areas, let him run. I mean, I just let him run.
It sounds like you're taking your dog to the park. Just take him there, let the leash off and let him go.
You got to let him get rid of that energy. It's healthy in so many ways. Yeah. First of all, they go to bed, and it's good for their bodies, you know?
But your wife told us that it's all about what you're feeding him. She says you're like good time dad with the fast food.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with what she's saying. I mean, we have gone out for treats. We have gone and gotten more ice cream than we normally do. But I mean, it's number one, it's what he wants. And honestly, I understand that, you know, he's just been going through a lot.
Right.
And I'm trying to be a good supportive dad and a good supportive friend to him.
Right.
And, I mean, her, you know, frankly, her getting on him about his weight at the age of 12 is not really something that I don't think that's an avenue that we need to go down. I mean,
hey, Kayla, is it true that you're making fun of the little one for his weight gain?
What? No, I'm not. I have not said anything to our son about the weight he has gained. I have talked to my husband about the weight that our son has gained. I would never say anything to the kid. I mean, I don't want him to develop a complex about it, but I am worried that he's going to start getting teased by the time he gets back to school if this keeps up.
Would you agree that your husband Joe is just really trying to be his pal and get him through in a positive way, but maybe food isn't really the answer?
Pal is definitely the right word to use. Honest to God, I think that Joe is missing a lot of his social time, too. And he's using our kid to be his friend. And he's trying to be his friend more than he's trying to be his dad. I mean, Joe's been telling me that he was going to do something about his man boobs. But at this point, I'm really doubting that that is going to happen. Maybe he's trying to train the kid to look just
like
him.
And there it is. And there it is. Like, she has a problem with my weight. She has a problem with his weight. You know, it is a really hard thing. I was heavy when I was a kid. And
right.
I remember, I mean, she kind of did what my dad did. Walked up to me when I was 12 and squeezed my stomach. And, like, that just psychologically, it puts a kid in a place where they're always losing. You know, and I mean, just as you guys are saying, I shouldn't be a pal to him. I should be a father. I think that, you know, there's a place for her to be a less aggressive helicopter mom when it comes to stuff like this.
All right,
you
know,
I will work toward maybe working with him to do things that he finds interesting. But right now, it's video games. I'm sorry, but it's the way it is right now. I mean, they've canceled all of the soccer games for this summer. And he's not going to be able to get as much physical exercise with his friends because we don't know what's going to happen in the next month.
All right, real quick, I'm going to put you guys on hold right now. Our lines are lit up. Our text messages are coming in. Text to 96459. Give us a call, 833-822-BULL. It's Make Up or Break Up. And Kayla and Joe and Olympia, we have our therapist in Renton who is standing by, who really wants to sit down and chat with you guys about your situation. And so many people want to give you advice right now, so turn up your radio, okay? Let's go to Natalie, standing by, our Insta therapist, one of our amazing P1s. Natalie is in Issaquah. Natalie, make up or break up, what do you think?
Oh, hi. So, honestly,
when you're a parent, I mean, I'm only 24, so I don't know what it's like to be a parent. But from what I've learned from my parents,
right.
you got to be the parent. You can't just always be your kid's best friend, especially when he's 13. And your kid's going to rely on you for, you know, food and everything. And I just think, you know, maybe gaining, like, a lot of weight as a kid, you know, isn't the end of the world. But if you're feeding them a bunch of unhealthy food, you're giving them an unhealthy lifestyle and having them develop unhealthy habits that are going to be a lot harder to grow out of as you get older. Mm. That's my opinion.
So that's a good opinion, and I appreciate it. So yeah. So you can still try to be his buddy, but maybe not give him the junk food. Maybe just, you know, hang with him and slip him some good stuff, like yeah. the vegetables and...
There's a really good text that came in earlier during kind of the end of the first segment that said, you know, for the dad, for Joe,
yeah.
that if you reward him with food, you're just going to teach him bad habits. And he's not going to remember those. He's going to remember the activity rewards.
Mm. He's going to remember the fun times you spent together with your dad.
Let's go to Grace.
Ice cream.
Grace in Bremerton is standing by right now. Kitsap County. Grace, it's Fitz. What's up?
Morning.
Good morning to you. Make up or break up.
They definitely need to work on this. It's his responsibility as a parent to teach his child to have a healthy relationship with food and not have any eating disorders as he gets older. But it's also his responsibility to teach his kid, hey, let's do something other than video games and go outside. Yes, his kid might be interested in video games, but he can tell him at any point, hey, turn off the video game. We're going to go throw the ball around outside, or we're going to go for a family walk.
And don't you agree, especially on a Northwest day like this? I mean, look outside.
Hard to
right
not want to be out there.
You can teach
so
kids balance.
And, huh?
Kids will understand balance. Do a little of this, do a little of that.
Uh-huh. There's really more than one text came in that said, hey, Mom, you know, that kid's right at the prime age where he might put on some weight just before he sprouts up. Like, he's pre-puberty.
Wow.
You know, at 12, he could be putting on the weight just to grow.
Let's go to Jessica in Edmonds. Good morning, Jessica. What's up? Should they make up or break up?
I wholeheartedly support Kayla. This is an outrage. I mean, it sounds to me like he was a fat kid and didn't feel good about himself and probably still doesn't feel good about himself. So misery loves company, and he wants his child to be just like him so he has somebody to commiserate with.
Oh.
I'm telling you, you know, we have so much information out there about obesity and heart disease and all of that stuff. He is setting up this child for unhealthy relationships with food, for terrible obesity issues. God knows what kind of health problems. What kind of father is that? He cannot be his, you know, pal. You are there to be his father. Guide him, protect him, help him be the best version of himself. What are you, insane, giving this kid junk food after junk food? Give him something else. You can have other rewards aside from junk food. If you want to make it food, make it healthy food. But go find other things to do. Even play video games with him instead of feeding him some kind of crap food. Huh? This just makes me crazy.
Wow. I appreciate you. Percentage-wise, Drew, with the text messages, social media, make up or break up today?
Yeah, obviously we're 100% make up. I think people don't want this family to break up over this, but they all agree that the family needs to find that common ground, and Joe needs to basically find some healthier outlets for the son.